Hi, my name is Mario Franco, and this is episode 334 of EdTech Alpha Minute. Today, we continue with the analysis of Rewired Global Declaration on Connectivity for Education, which is a document, which is one of the reference documents related to the digital learning in the United Nations Transforming Education Summit, which will take place in September this year in New York. Today we go to present the principle 1B. The declaration has three principles. The principle 1 is related to center the most marginalized and have four principles. The principle 1B is to ensure sustainable financing of universal connectivity for education. The main question here is related to the fact that for many people around the world, connectivity is not enough affordable, and this prevents their capacity to use internet for study, for learning, for even for work. Then it's up to the authorities to guarantee, either in the market or directly, to have a sustainable financing of this universal connectivity, which can have many forms. And at this moment, is important to guarantee that financing. It's important, as the document highlights, the fact then the costs are not one moment. They will be for every year, and in this case is important to guarantee then the affordability, and the sustainable financing will consider a long-term vision and plans. There are many good examples to that, and there are lots of work going on. It's not an easy question, although only an attention and dedication to this topic can guarantee this achievement. In this case, the telcos have a role to play. The telecom companies can provide the services, but the financing of this process is a very important aspect to guarantee connectivity, universal connectivity. In other times, previous times, before, especially before internet, there were universal funds to guarantee everybody have access to a phone line, but in internet time, the situation and is more complex, and that's the principle which need to be taking in consideration to guarantee this achievement. If you are interested in this and other related topics, please visit our webpage. You can download the declaration, link to other resources, and go to the United Nations webpage, or where you can give your opinion and your input. Thanks for listening. I hope this is useful, and I hope to meet you in our next episode.